Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, aka T.O. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
World, it's your boy Vic XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life, man. I'm just in here clowning, man. I gotta say one time for my man Elvis, ESP Promotions, definitely doing this thing, man. One time for all the good people out there on the check in on Facebook Live. I love you guys. All right, let's get into it, man. This is the Riding Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life, man. Again, back to bring you another exclusive interview. First and foremost, man, I got to say one time for good people over at WRFG 89.3 up in Atlanta. Also got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Now, let me tell y'all a little bit about Live365.com. Live365.com, they are the Internet's longest running and oldest streaming site. Now, they are more than just a streaming site. What they do is they basically allow small wattage radio stations to partner up with them and broadcast via the internet. All right? Your favorite AM stations, a lot of your favorite left end of the dial radio stations, and a lot of your big favorite radio stations broadcast through Live365 on the World Wide Web. What happened was when they basically regulated the royalty payments for artists played on internet radio, a lot of stations couldn't afford the royalties. So they partnered up with Live365, and they pay a licensing fee, and that way it ensures all artists whose music is properly registered get their royalties. I'm happy and proud to announce we partnered up with Live365. We partnered up with Live365, and we launched our very own internet radio station, royalty-based internet radio station, Ride95. All right? Now, the way to check us out is easy. Go to Live365.com, type in Ride, R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5, voila, voila, voila. Click on the station logo in the search engine, and boom, you have us. Ride95. Music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, download the Live365 app, go to the search engine, type in Ride95, that's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5, click on the station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We got some great independent music, some dope DJs. One time my man DJ Noel, who's been with us since day one. One time my man DJ T did that, who's been with us since day one. Check out the Ride and Dirty Show, this show. Make sure you check out the After Set Show and all our original programming over at Ride95. All right, so real quick, man, let me shout out our sponsors. First and foremost, I got to say one time for the good people, y'all see it, the good people over at LiquorLollipops.com. Liquor Lollipops is a premium hard candy designed to taste like your favorite alcoholic beverage. Now, you like whiskey? They got it. The apple whiskey, they got it. You like Sex on the Beach? They got it. You like gin and juice flavor? They got it. Be sure to visit them at LiquorLollipops.com, all right? LiquorLollipops.com. Find out about the 15 delicious flavors to get your taste buds drunk and find out how you can possibly become a brand ambassador, how you can have Liquor Lollipops at your next event, or your next social gathering. All right? Make sure you tell them Big XL and the Riding Dirty Show sent you. Tell my man Jarvis I said, what up? All right? Now, also, man, I got to tell you about another brand new product, man. Y'all see it. Y'all see it. Y'all see it. This is for all my Michelada lovers. All right? One time for my man Ernesto, man, he has this dope Michelada mix, El Canal Michelada mix. Y'all make sure, man, if you like that Michelada, get with my man Ernesto. My man will ship it to you. He'll deliver it to you. I got a number on him, 678-972-4409, man. They got three delicious flavors. I love Michelada. I love Michelada. El Canal Michelada mix. My man Ernesto will definitely put you in the game. Make sure you hit him up. I'm going to tag him. Make sure you hit him up and say, hey, man, I want some Micheladas. And let him know Big XL and the Riding Dirty Show sent you. Okay? All right? Now, also got to remind you guys, man, salute to my dude, Deck Carter. Salute to my man, DJ Sliprock. And salute to my man, the Blackbird Gotti. He just released his brand new project, The Hood Rose, on all streaming platforms. So y'all make sure y'all go check it out. And let them know Big XL and the Riding Dirty Show sent you. All right. Now, I'll let y'all know about our amazing sponsors. I'll let you know about our brand new internet radio stations. Now it's time for me to do what I enjoy doing most, and that's bring you the people on the street, the people that are doing their thing, changing the culture, whether it's through music, arts, entertainment, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, or just downright good people. So, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, get really, really close to your speaker because we're about to bring it to you. Reggae artists, dance hall, hip hop. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Riding Dirty platform. My guy, Classic. What's going on, my G?
What's going on? Thanks for having me, bro.
Man, thank you. Thank you for taking time out. Thank you for taking time out on a busy Saturday to come top it up with me.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I want to say thanks to, like, having me on your show, you know what I mean? It's a good thing to know that the recognition is growing, and you know what I mean, people start taking it serious and seeing Classic doing his thing, and you know what I mean, decide to have a listening ear. You know what I mean? I wanna say thanks for that, definitely.
All right, now let's get into it, man. Let's give these people a quick trip into the life of Classic. Let the people know first and foremost where you're from.
First of all, I'm living in Connecticut right now in the U.S. And I'm from Jamaica, Manchester, Jamaica. You know what I mean? You know, that's Bob Marley land, right? That's where I'm from.
Nope. See? All right, look. First of all, what was it like growing up in your part of Jamaica? What was it like there? What was your childhood like?
You know, growing up, as you know, Jamaica is a developing country. So, you know, the lifestyle there, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie, it's kind of rough. But otherwise, from it being rough, like financial-wise, Jamaica is the best place to be. That's why you find so much tourists go there so often from here in the U.S., all over the world. You know what I mean? Jamaica is just, it's just fun to be there. You know what I mean? Growing up in a certain way, like in Jamaica, we are in... For instance, here in the U.S., you don't really see kids playing marble and stuff. Probably you don't even know what I'm talking about. But, you know what I mean, going in Jamaica and doing that with your friend, playing football with your friend, cricket with your friend, you know what I mean? So it's good growing up in Jamaica. You know what I mean? It's a good thing. You have the love among everyone, you know what I mean? The support, people, like, you know what I mean? It's just all fun, bro. Believe me. Maybe you should take a trip, though. You ever been there before?
No doubt. I've actually been to Jamaica. I've been to Kingston before.
Oh, okay, definitely. That's the capital for Jamaica.
Okay, all right. Now, at what point in your early life did you realize that you had a passion for music and you wanted to pursue it?
Age 9. Because I used to go to church with my grandmother, you know what I mean? And it's always a joy to watch her, like, on the church choir, you know what I mean? So from then, it's like I started having a love for music. And then there was this artist by the name of Bing Dog, you know what I mean? I remember growing up as a kid, I used to sneak out whenever with my bigger cousin to go to shows, you know what I mean? And from then, watching Bling Dog and General Degree. It's just from then I start having a love for music. And I decided, you know, yo, I want to do this.
All right. At what point did you decide what your distinct style would be? Because we have different forms. We have dancehall. We have reggae. There are so many different forms of music coming from Jamaica. At what point did you, when you decided that you wanted to do music, at what point did you decide, now this is what my style is going to be like?
All right. I'm the type of artist, I don't put no ceiling about what I can do. I always try to, like, come with different flows, different styles. You know what I mean? But I first decided I'm going to do Sing J kind of vibe after listening to Mavado. Mavado, he's one of my favorite dancehall artists. You know, that's one of the artists I look up to in the business. You know what I mean? So that's when I decided. And you know, when Mavado came out, he came out with a Sing J kind of vibe. So that's when I decided that, yo, this is the type of vibe I like. You know, it gives you that kind of crossover sound. You know, and from there, you know, I come with all different kind of flows. You know what I mean? As I said, I don't put no ceiling above what I can do. As an artist, I always try to, like, change this, do this. As you can listen to my music, I'm the type of artist who I don't say something just to say. Everything in my music is detailed, from the flow to the lyrics to the style, at all given time.
Okay. How would you actually describe your music? Is your music more for the streets? Is it more for the ladies?
I'm the type of artist, I do all kind of music. I do music for the street. As you can see, Grimy Bounce is a kind of song that is for the street, the dancers. If you go and check out Luxury Life, you know that's for the ladies. You go and listen to Supermodel, that's for the ladies. You go and listen to My World, that's for the street. You know what I mean? You go and listen Classic. That's for the fancy lifestyle. The luxury lifestyle, you know what I mean? So I do music for all kind of people. You know what I mean? I have a new song coming out by the name of Fellowship. You know what I mean? That's from you hear the name Fellowship, you know that's all about unity and your friends and family and, you know what I mean, having love for everyone who supports you. You know what I mean? So as me personally, I think I can classify myself as a person who do music for everyone. Definitely.
Okay, now, not only are you an artist, but education is also important to you. I noticed that you've actually attended college.
Yes.
And, you know, done some secondary education. Tell me a little bit about why education is so important to you.
Education is important to me because, all right, growing up, I was the first person in my family to even make the attempt to go to college. You know what I mean? And back in Jamaica, as I mentioned, financial-wise, the struggle is real. You know what I mean? So education is one of the avenues that you really look at, that it's the only avenue to get your places. Because I end up getting the chance to come to the U.S. because of school. You know what I mean? That's where I really get the chance to come to the U.S. So education from then. Before that was something that I always look at because I always saying that, yo, this is the only thing that's going to help me to get out of the struggle so I can help my family. And it was a joy to be the first person in my family to go to college because, you know, as we grow, we got to change the cycle. You can't follow the same path every day. You know what I mean? You got to change that, definitely. So education to me is everything. In spite of the fact I'm doing my music, they still got to, like, my nephews, my nieces, I always tell them, education, just make sure you get that because nothing is wrong with having your education while doing what you love. You know what I mean? It's just an add-on.
No doubt. Definitely, no doubt. You got to always have that backup, that secondary plan in case plan A don't work. And education is never, never a bad plan.
No, because even before, as you mentioned, I did some tertiary level education. I was studying electrical engineering. You know what I mean? So because I wanted to be an electrical engineer, so that's what I was studying. You know what I mean? So education is always, always good. Nothing is wrong with having your education and doing what you love at this. You know what I mean? But music was always my first love, though. No joke about that. Music, definitely, was always. I remember days when I used to like hear this fire song, and you know, back in Jamaica, them time, you know, some YouTube wasn't that popular. You know what I mean? So I would even listen Bring Down. And I would tell my friend, yo, you know, me do that song there. Me write that song there. And my friend would laugh and everything. You know what I mean? So music have always been my first love from way back. Definitely.
All right. What was the transition like coming from Jamaica to the U.S. for you?
Man, believe me, it was crazy. Because you know, I mean, you're from Jamaica and you're coming to the U.S., where you know everything is different. You know, what I mean, transportation-wise, I can remember my first time like going on a train. It's like I don't even know what gate to go to get a train to come to Connecticut. I remember, and it's like even New York, Manhattan. Me and you know, like that place moves so quick, it like it drives you crazy. You know what I mean? No one don't have the time to even stop and say, this is where you go, this is where you go. You know what I mean? You got to read your way through. You know what I mean? So from Jamaica to here, I remember one point I called my mom and I was like, I don't think I can really stay here. You know what I mean? I was homesick for a good while. No joke. It's like you don't really see someone even really care for you as much as when you would in Jamaica, and everyone is like looking out for everyone. Here is like everyone is just minding their business. But you know, as time goes by, you meet friends and you know, you get used to the place, and then from there, you know, the rest is history. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Now, you are a songwriter, but you also are a recording artist. What do you prefer?
Yeah.
Writing songs or being on stage?
Both. I can't say I rather you know what I mean, the singing, like definitely the singing, delivering my song and like see the reaction of the crowd. Like I remember the show I went to like later on last year it was the Penny concert, you know what I mean, and like just delivering my song and see the reaction of the crowd, I was like, yo, damn, you definitely got it. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's what I was saying in my head. You know what I mean? And, you know, writing a song just the same, and, like, the way I construct my lyrics and, you know what I mean, the metaphors, the oxymoron, and, you know what I mean, the way I use them is, like, I'm the type of person who would just sit down and be like, damn, you know, this is fire, though. You know what I mean? Because I don't just write anything that come to my head. You know what I mean? If you listen to my music, if you follow the storyline, it's like everything is just on point. Everything, as I said in Grimy Bunks, on point. That's just me with the music. You know what I mean? So definitely, if I should pick, though, I would say that the performance is definitely, you know what I mean? I love that most, definitely. You know what I mean? The reaction from the crowd. It just gives you a vibe that you're like them. Just keep doing what you're doing and just stay focused. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Now, when it comes to pursuing music, especially
yeah.
your style of music, do you feel like the opportunities are greater in Jamaica, or do you feel like the opportunities are greater in America?
The opportunity is always going to be greater in Jamaica because, you know, Jamaica is a dancehall / reggae based committee. You know what I mean? So you're gonna have more ears to my style of music in Jamaica. But with that being said, I come to the conclusion to, like, if you notice, I try to like start putting more proper English in my music. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of people who don't really understand patois, which is Jamaican street talk, can always listen to my music. So that's why I start putting like proper English in it. You know what I mean? But Jamaica definitely is gonna always be a more ear place where you find more ears for dancehall music, because that's a dancehall based place.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now Grimy Bounce is the record you're pushing right now, and we're about to play that joint. But the first, I want to ask you about the Grimy Bounce video. Where'd you shoot the video at?
The video was shot in Jamaica, St. Thomas, Jamaica, and some part of Kingston.
All right, now in the video you feature the Steppers dancers. Tell me a little bit about the Steppers, because they be doing their thing.
Yeah, definitely. It was all right. Before Grimy Bounce, I had this song called Ready for the Road. You know what I mean? So it was a case where when I released that song back in 2015, you know, I can't pinpoint the date, but it was 2014, 2015. When I released that song, I had this competition going on at the moment, the Ready for the Road competition. So I have so many other dancers send videos to me that I post on my Instagram page. But there was the team or the dancers who actually won the competition. So that's when, beside the dancing and the fact that they after they get the prize and everything, I decided that, whoa, you know, them youth can dance. So I decided to really just bring them around as a family. You know what I mean? And that's where it just built from there. They just become a part of the team, the whole Endeavor team. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. What was it like filming the video? Like, was it stressful?
It
was it fun?
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I say, what was it like filming the video? Was it stressful? Was it fun?
Both. It was bittersweet. It was bittersweet because, to be honest, the video that you see out right now, before that video, there was another video before that one. That, like, it was like, we decided we're not going to use that one because it wasn't up to the standard that we wanted it. You know what I mean? So basically, you actually have two videos for Grimy Bounce. It was stressful, of course, because, you know, people not showing up on time for a certain scene. You know what I mean? The outfit they're supposed to be in at the time. The dancers coming in different outfit. You know what I mean? So it was stressful. You know what I mean? So to be exact, this song should have been released from last year. You know what I mean? It's just the whole back with the video and everything and, like, to get it right. Because Endeavor team on a whole, and when anything we're doing, if it's not right, it's like we're not going to release it. Because, you know what I mean? You don't want to break yourself before you build yourself. You know what I mean? So definitely, it was bittersweet.
No doubt, no doubt. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the World Wide Web. And also, man, big ups to you. I just seen that you was featured on a news piece on YouTube today. So big ups for that. I can't think of the people that actually posted about Grimy Bounce.
Yeah, definitely.
But big ups. I see you got your marketing and promotions right in place for people to recognize and start to talk about you. Let's talk about the World Wide Web. Let's talk about the World Wide Web. How have you been able to use social media and the World Wide Web to get your music to people who might not normally hear about Classic?
Promotion, definitely. And from my fans. You know what I mean? Because I got a lot of support from Costa Rica, Nigeria, Canada, here in the US, Jamaica, my birthplace. You know what I mean? So with that, it's like I find all my fans, like, just if for instance, if a Grimy Bounce, they would like take like a simple, like a 1 minute video and just keep reposting it and sharing it all over. So the social media wise, I get a lot of strength doing from the social media because of my fans. You know what I mean? The sharing and the reposting, the tagging me in all kind of video. You know what I mean? With my songs, Grimy Bungs, Loves of Life. You know what I mean? A lot of females dancing to Supermodel and tag me in it. So I just keep reposting it. They are reposting it just the same. So it's just the sharing. So from all the sharing and all the reposting, it's like I generate a lot of followers on Instagram and Facebook. You know what I mean? And a lot of radio stations reach out to me because of that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, once you keep certain things in the public eye, eventually people going to take on to it. So once it stay on that pace, everything going to be great, definitely.
All right. Mentioning that, let the people know how to find you on social media and the World Wide Web. That way they can go check you out. Because I know a lot of ladies are going to want to know what Classic looks like.
Yeah, definitely Mr. Handsome is a Mr. Classic. But yeah, Classic R Music on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and that Classic spelled with a K, which is KLASSICKR Music, and the music ends with a K as well. So it's KLASSICKR MUIIKK.
All right. Now, I'm going to want you to introduce the record Grimy Bounce to the world. But before you do, let the people know after this show how they can listen to Grimy Bounce as much as they want. Is it streaming? Is it YouTube? Is it? How can they get their hands on Grimy Bounce?
Definitely YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's on Spotify. It's on AudioMac. You know what I mean? So it's on Apple Music, it's on Amazon Music. You know what I mean? So you can go and get it from any of those stores just the same. You know what I mean? So it's on all music platform at the moment. TikTok. You know what I mean? So it's on all music platform. If you should try to post a story on Instagram and type in Grimy Bounce, it's gonna pop up. So it's right at your fingertip. Just a click away, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Classic. Again, I want to say thank you for taking your time out on your busy Saturday, for chopping it up with us. Introduce your song to the world.
No joke. From your device, and if you ask a classic, I represent the class boss himself. I'm here to say, yo, watching the world, and you just tune into that one and listen. You know? Grimy Bounce, so that song I'm here to push right now. So when you just jump out, and listen, and lock in your ears and listen. No joke. One press. Kick it off.
This is what the streets have been waiting for. Happy music. I'm a
fine.
Come on, let's go.
Radio. No doubt. Ready. Grimy bong. Close them not cheap, we send it down. Gabba slipping on me cranium. Check the style step I bring to the table now. Grimy bunk. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba slipping on me cranium. Check the style that we bring to the table now. We no beg friend, we waste it grimy. Clothes them not fake after me no tiny. Step past them out, them style it grimy. Hand in at the ear, your arm not slimy. Watch it step, watch it style where them bring. Ding love this style, I rave them raving. Kill your body so be a girl surround him. Watch the raving king. No doubt, grimy bong. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba sniffing on me cranium. Check the style steppers bring to the table now. Grimy bong. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba sniffing on me cranium. Check the style that we bring to the table now. Step by step out to the grimy bong. Full of gal them want tie me down. Clothes ever clean and me tidy down. Dance to the dance them grimy bong. We have the dance of the year, grimy bunks making the wave. We beating them like a slave. In a one go, I just saw the thing go. Grimy bunks. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba sniffing on me cranium. Check the style steppers bring to the table now. Grimy bunks. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba sniffing on me cranium. Check the style that we bring to the table now.
We party all night. We not give a fuck. Party all night. to the team that's drinking, here we are. Living the life that we love, call it the starlight. We up, we up, we up, we party all night. We don't give a fuck, we party all night. On to the team, we're drinking that we are right. Living the life that we love, call it the starlight. We up, we up, we up, we up, hey. Grimy, grimy, grimy bunk. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba sipping on me cranium. Check the style steppers bring to the table now. Grimy, grimy, grimy bunk. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba sipping on me cranium. Check the style that we bring to the table now. We no big friend, we wears it grimy. Clothes them not fake after me not shiny. Steppers them out, them style it grimy. Hand in at the ear, your arm not slimy. Watch it step, watch it style where them bring. Thing love this style, I rave them raving. Kill you over there, so be a girl surround him. Watch the raving thing, no doubt. Grimy, grimy, grimy bunk. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba slipping on my cranium. Check this style, step us bring to the table now. Grimy, grimy, grimy bunk. Clothes them not cheap, we fend it down. Hot gabba slipping on my cranium. Check this style that we bring to the table now.
Yo, step us. Wild
it's
style.
It's a worldwide
endeavor.
Endeavor.
We out here.
Thanks,
man.
Grimy. Grimy.
Kingston.
Grimy.
Sri Lanka.
Grimy.
All right. It's your boy, Frank XL. This is the Ryan Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. We'll see you guys tomorrow with another dope interview. Peace. Y'all stay black and keep it gangster. Yeah.